Since 1972, Ms. Ann Price has been asking ravenous customers the same questions.
Onions, mayonnaise, mustard, ketchup, lettuce, and tomato?
Yes, ma'am, everything.
Anything to drink?
No, ma'am.
Thank you.
If she has her way, she won't be doing so much longer.
I came here in 1972. I was 29 years old. I'm 67 years old. I want to retire.
Price, who's been playing host, bouncer, and award-winning chef at Ms. Ann's Snack Bar on Memorial Drive for 38 years this month, says the snack bar is up for sale. But for those unfamiliar with Ms. Ann and her famous burgers, let's back up. Price has two claims to fame. For the first, we'll turn to a customer waiting in line along with 11 other people on this sunny Saturday, George Turner. He's visiting with his family from Chicago.
I try to eat a lot of burgers, and I saw a list of the best 10 burgers in the country, and she was on here. My goal is to try to make all 10 before I die.
The burger George is talking about is Ms. Ann's signature ghetto burger, a double chili cheeseburger the size of two fists. 2 years ago, the Wall Street Journal named the ghetto burger the best in the nation. When that happened, Ms. Ann says things got a whole lot busier at the snack bar.
It was like opening the gate, letting the cows out. I had never seen so many people in all my life in the whole time that I had been here.
People still come from all over. However, Ms. Ann only serves 8 people at a time inside the snack bar, and until a stool opens up, you've got to wait your turn out on the patio. This means a visit here can take hours, which brings us to her second claim to fame, her rules. These have first-time customer Rachel Wright here with her sister Nikki feeling a little nervous.
I heard that she had rules. I'm not real sure. We were sitting in the car talking about, okay, do we ask for fries? What do you do? Let's get our money out so we don't have to. So I don't know what the rules are, but I know there are rules.
There are 8 official rules, and they are strict.
Okay, please do not lay or lean on counter, consume alcohol or smoke in snack bar, illegally park in lot.
We park right?
Yeah, we
park.
Okay.
Please do not allow children to slide on rails.
Stand at counter if seats are available.
Sit or stand babies on counter, never sit your child on Ann's counter.
Do not curse in the snack bar.
No shoes, no shirt, no service. Okay, they're pretty reasonable rules. Pretty reasonable rules.
Two people inside the snack bar leave, and Rachel and her sister go in, feeling a bit more assured now. Ms. Ann says the reasoning behind all the rules is simple.
Well, I was raised that way. It's not that I'm trying to control anybody. It's that I think that people should respect me. If you respect me, I'm going to respect you.
Part of what really makes Ann's snack bar work is her personality.
Atlanta Journal-Constitution food writer John Kessler.
You want to be liked by Miss Ann, and if you behave well, you get your food, and you've waited so long, and it's delicious.
Back at the shop, Rachel Wright, that first-time customer, comes back through the snack bar's double door with her sister.
It was wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. It was good, and it was an experience watching her work.
What did you get?
I got the ghetto burger and french fries, and I wanted a lemonade and sweet tea mix. No.
That no, if you missed it, came from Ms. Ann, who doesn't do special orders like mixing beverages.
So my sister ordered tea, and she said she'll give you some of her tea. Okay, thank you. It was everything that everybody says it is.
Ann Price says it would be nice if the next owners of the snack shop, whoever they may be, keep making her famous burgers. But after close to 4 decades of making them herself, all she's really concerned with right now are her own hopes for retirement. Kate Sweeney, WABE.
We're delighted to be joined by Kate Sweeney now. Thank you so much for stopping by. Your favorite part of putting the story together?
Besides eating the hamburger? No, it was just really cool to talk to everybody outside. And what always seems to happen outside of the snack bar is people do get to talking and all these conversations between people who don't know each other before they get there. But everyone talking sort of in Christmas morning style anticipation.
Oh, yeah.
Of eating these wonderful hamburgers. Uh-huh. And then, of course, you know, there's Ms. Ann's no-nonsense attitude, which everybody loves sort of talking about.
And those rules.
And those rules. And everybody loves sharing stories about those as they're waiting for their food. And there's this delicious smell wafting outside, and you're just getting so hungry.
You said in the story, which ran this past May, that Ms. Ann has been trying to sell. Now, what's the latest update on that?
Well, according to a New York Times article that ran in November, she has not yet been successful at selling the snack bar, but she has dropped her asking price from $1.5 million to $450,000.
So that's a big jump.
Yeah, it is a big jump. And, you know, she attributed the asking price before to the fact that the burger is so delicious and it's become so famous and that she will give the secret recipe to whoever buys the snack bar. But we'll just have to see what happens in this economy.
To listen to the feature again or to find out some of our other favorites of 2010, you can find details right now at wabe.org/citycafe.